Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Live and local from Philadelphia. Free speech lives here. Here. It's Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tony Bruno.
Good morning.
Are we on?
Is this thing on yet? I don't hear anything. I don't see anything. I don't hear anything. Good morning, everybody. Wow. What the hell just happened there?
Good morning.
We need a flash bomb. We need a flash bomb like they're deploying at UCLA this morning in the middle of the night where it's still dark. It's still dark here, too. It's dark up there, but it's sunshine in Philadelphia. It's Tony Bruno. It's an honor to fill in on a real professional radio outfit.
Woo.
Fortunately, I was asked to do this show today, but we'll handle it and try to move on. Dawn, it's great to talk to you again. I haven't talked to you since you were in Italy.
Good morning, my friend.
Good to talk to you again. Good to see you guys, and it's a lot. We'll have a lot of fun today. I know there's a lot of serious stuff going on. We'll keep an eye on UCLA. We're now Bill Malugin from Fox News, who does a great job covering anything he covers. He said about an hour ago, because I've been up since like 2:15 this morning. When I do a show, I'm all in. I went to bed at midnight. I'm back up at 2:15 getting ready for this show. This isn't just something you fall into a chair and just make up.
It's true.
There's intense research required to perform this broadcasting entity, and we're doing it just for you. And the best caller today will get a pair of tickets to the 76ers, which have been purchased by the owners from the people who were... fans who bought the tickets but didn't have a structured settlement and they needed cash now, so they decided to sell them to New York Knicks fans. So the 76ers, who have another must-win game tonight at 9 o'clock when we'll all be sleeping for tomorrow morning's show, they will be able to sit at home, watch it, fall asleep like we do.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, the amazing thing about this story, I'm going to start with the Sixer thing because I think it's hilarious. The Sixers ownership group made it big deal because, you know, they got mad that all the Knicks fans were buying tickets from Sixer fans who were selling them online, right? Joel Embiid complained about it. Maxey did a great job, won a game in New York, and now they're back tonight in South Philly at 9 o'clock. And the amazing thing is, you know, and I'm not going to knock the Sixers ownership group. They know what's going on. But who's selling the tickets? It's the fans who already bought them. So it's not like they have an empty facility like they do at the Marlins games and a lot of other arenas around the country where nobody cares. I just think a lot of Sixers bigwigs, guys who have big money, you know, I think they're saving their money. We've got Cinco de Mayo coming up on Monday.
Yeah.
We've got Mother's Day coming up, right?
Yeah.
The weather's getting nice up north. Mm. You know, people have rented condos down in Avalon for Memorial Day weekend. You know what I mean? They need money now.
Now.
So I'm sure the Sixers have not been inspirational to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And if they win the game tonight, then there's a game seven. So who knows what happens? Because, you know, I'm a positive guy. I'm not a nattering nabob of negativism, as the late, great Spiro Agnew once said back in the day. You probably remember that, right?
Spiro Agnew? Sure. I mean, I not personally.
We've read about him.
We had history books, Tony.
Exactly. Come on, man. Thank you, Miss Robin.
Unbelievable, man.
Not all of us are as old as you, Tony.
Well, you know this. You know what they say about old people. We've seen a few things or two.
Exactly.
I mean, when I was protesting the Vietnam War when I was 18 years old, we were out there protesting because we knew we were in a war that made no sense to anybody, and people were being drafted to go and die fighting in a war that no one understood. Now you fast forward to 2024, and there are people protesting for reasons that only they know. And again, I'm not going to get into which side you're on. Most people, you know, Israel's an ally. And the bottom line is, you know, these terrorists, and I'm calling them Hamas terrorists. If you support a terrorist group, you therefore are a terrorist. Now, I got to give kudos to the University of Pennsylvania, because yesterday, as all of these other Ivy League schools have you know, descended into Armageddon, the University of Pennsylvania told the DA, Larry Krasner, who went over there for whatever reason, a couple of stooges from our Philadelphia City Council, whose job seems to be cutting ribbons, flipping switches in City Hall, you know, and then going out and glad-handing when the city's in disarray, and they're just posting Kendra Brooks and Jamie Gauthier. All they do is post pictures of themselves out in the community, going over to the Penn campus, thinking that somehow, and then this other guy, Rick Krajewski, another city councilman, going over there and demanding that since he represents West Philadelphia, he has a right to go over there and tell Penn how to handle their business. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. These people are morons.
Should we throw it to Dawn for some news?
Let's get to the news, Dawn.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to get that off and started. I want to get this party started before the sun rises over Santa Monica Boulevard. Which it might not, depending on what happens on the UCLA campus.
It's absolutely true. It's absolutely true.
Amen, brother. We've got 55 degrees right now on this May 2nd, Kale & Company News Live. So we have anti-Israeli protesters calling for the University of Pennsylvania to do the right thing and, you know, divest from any company with any ties financially to Israel among the Israel-Hamas war. And these protesters are in day 7 of their situation. The Inquirer headline this morning is that it's a cat and mouse game. That's how they call it, a cat and mouse game. That's how the Inquirer puts it. But this is a what they're calling a Gaza solidarity encampment. They've been set up right near the Philadelphia campus, 34th and Walnut Streets. And the group is made up of students from, they say, Penn, Drexel University, Temple University, and other organizations. They're refusing to show their IDs. The school asked for security and other reasons. This is private property. The school had requested they all at least show a student ID. They're not showing any ID. So in truth, even though they're claiming that they're all students from Penn, Drexel, Temple, etc., I'm simply telling you what they're claiming. I have no way, nor do police or Penn or anybody else have any way to tell you that among these individuals are, for example, paid professional protesters, outside individuals, such as Mayor Eric Adams has stated that in that was one of the issues in New York, that you have people from all over the country, not even from a certain municipality, who are joining in on these things and then claiming that they're students. I will remind you that last Friday, Penn's interim president, this is J. Larry Jameson, he had ordered protesters to disband immediately. That was last Friday night. Okay, TikTok, here we are, May 2nd. They've said that they are in violation of the university. They've accused them of harassment, of intimidation of Jewish students. But the organizers say their understanding is their actions are not in any violations. So they're speaking out to the media, making claims and speaking about their truth. And they believe that's the truth. So that's the quote I have. Some Jewish students on campus have spoken out and they said that they are seeing designated terrorist organizations, cheers, praising individuals who are a military wing of Hamas. And the Jewish students do not feel safe, they say. They are being threatened. And remember, we have graffiti that has been all over campus that, by the way, Penn has done a very good job of removing that graffiti. So yesterday, Penn police began taking down the signs that are attached to fencing surrounding the encampment. Again, some of those signs supporting Hamas terrorists. And so they're saying the university is working to at least take down the signs. As Tony Bruno said, D.A. Krasner arrived on campus, many wondering if the encampment would be cleared, similar to what happened at other universities. But Krasner said, "Oh, I'm simply here to check in on a little fact finding." And he said, "I'm happy to be involved in anything that remains peaceful." So Krasner, that was his comment. He stopped by, as Tony said, we did have Jamie Gauthier, others stopping by and supporting the pro-Hamas protesters. That's what some of them are being accused of, because those are the signs they're waving. And they're saying, wait a minute, why is the city, why are city council members, why is Krasner saying they have this right to free speech and so on and so forth? So that's what's going on. We also had roughly a dozen protesters arrested at Princeton University in New Jersey, obviously, earlier this week, spoke at an off-campus gathering. That was this week. They were arrested at Clio Hall there at Princeton, facing trespassing charges. They claim those who live in university housing were also immediately evicted. So Princeton taking some action, that's something that's a lesser headline that you would see this morning. So I wanted to bring that to you. We've talked a lot about UCLA this morning. Overnight Tuesday into Wednesday, we've seen these different pro-Israeli, and they call themselves pro-Palestinian groups, squaring off. This is an escalating situation. We are watching minute by minute. UCLA administrators and campus police delayed intervening and calling for law enforcement backup in the brawl on the LA campus, prompting some widespread condemnation from Muslim students in the cities and the city's mayor. I'll point that one out to you as well. We also had an arrest on the Penn campus. This was a man who was spraying some kind of a stink spray all over these anti-Israeli protesters. Like a stink spray.
Like a stink bomb?
No, it was like my brother used to have this. It smells like a toot.
Bear spray?
It's not bear spray. It's not pepper spray.
No, I think it's actually called...
like stink spray.
It's
fart spray.
Fart spray.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Every mom with a kid who's listening.
That's
why I said two. I know. Hopefully they're not in Carlisle yet.
Oh, did
we know what it is.
But anyway, so that individual was spraying their tents and their food, and then they were arrested. So that's the only arrest we have, is somebody who didn't like these protesters. About 50 of them are out there still right now. So we've got all of that going on a lot. We also have Philadelphia 76ers ownership and Fanatics CEO Michael Rubin. Tony Bruno mentioned this. They teamed up to buy and distribute more than 2,000 tickets. Okay. And that is, many of these are going to first responders, local firefighters, and even people in the medical profession, let's say, but a lot of people who are real Philadelphia fans. That's the point. And so 2,000 tickets that are going to be given out to those at the Wells Fargo Center. And this will be tonight, 9 o'clock tonight. Everybody's going to be out in game six. So let's hope, cross our fingers. And one of the headlines I loved was that Nick Nurse had said, it's important that we play the full 48 minutes. It's kind of reminiscent of Greg Stocker saying, we start at 6 a.m.
Yeah,
exactly.
Coach Nurse saying, we must play the full 48 minutes. Not 40, not 42. So we got that going on.
What about
if it goes overtime? Yeah. Did he address that?
It's a great question, since the last game did. It's a great question. But doesn't that also mean that they're not playing 48 minutes? That their team has not been playing 48 minutes, saying, hey, this last game, we should really play 48 minutes.
As long as they give 110%, because we don't accept 100% anymore. It's 110%.
It's absolutely true.
You know what? It reminds me of that memo that you get from, you know, the top management, and they're only referring to a couple of people, but they write the blanket memo in which they say, hey, everybody, just remind, like Maxie is looking at that statement and saying, excuse me, hello, like I didn't play the whole time and play my heart out, but it's that broad brush memo. By the way, what was the score? 2-1. What an incredible game with his back against the wall. I know we'll talk about all of it, but our Philadelphia Phillies pulled that one out of there, and I don't know how they did it, but it was an incredible win, and so now we start a new series. Let's talk about the forecast, which brings me to a lovely forecast coming up. It's going to be a hot, if you like the heat. So we might tie a record. We have 88 degrees today, could be 90, could touch 90 in Philadelphia. If we touch 90, we'll break some records. Want to point that one out. Then we drop 20 degrees for your Friday.
Wow.
Which, so for a nice stretch for the Phils coming home, this is nice, beautiful baseball weather, as we say, because tomorrow, 70 degrees, sunny skies, great day to head to Cape May for Rich Cioli's first Cape May outing.
Yes.
At the Grand Hotel, right?
Three to seven.
Oh, he's going down to Cape May?
Yeah.
Love that place. Podcast. That's where my son got married.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, place. Grand Hotel, he'll be there broadcasting live from 3 to 7. It's free to get in. Just go down there and watch the Cioli show broadcast tomorrow.
I've never even met Rick. I never met Cioli. Do you realize that?
Really?
I've been like feet away from him at the Phillies game in Clearwater.
Yeah.
I've seen him everywhere. We talk on Twitter. And still,
I have not met Rick.
Yeah. I have not. How is that possible?
I don't know how it's possible.
How's that possible?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's an outrage, is what it is. You have to come up here, Tony, and we'll show you around.
Yeah, I need to go to Cape May. On the way to Cape May, you know, Stone Harbor skies were gray.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, speaking of gray skies, you got it. This weekend, 64 degrees. This weekend, not much sunshine. So enjoy it today and tomorrow. So this weekend, unfortunately, 64 degrees, mostly cloudy. And Sunday, it's 67 degrees. But we're going to see rain, 79% chance of rain most of Sunday. So the rain starts Saturday night late and then heads into Sunday, most of your day Sunday, 67 degrees. And the weird thing is we pop Monday, pop right back up to 80 degrees and get back into beautiful weather starting on Monday. So I know.
You know what we call this? We call this May every year. It's nice and hot. It gets hot, 90 degrees. Now here in Florida in the it's hotter than hell part of our year.
Not quite yet.
Yes, it is. It's hot.
We're on the way to hell.
There's no air. We're going to get hurricanes every day. We're going to get humidity. So all the snowbirds have already fled. All the snowbirds have already fled north for the summer.
You're hell adjacent.
Yes, exactly.
It's purgatory.
Yeah, exactly.
To Miss Robbins'
point. But it's not a dry heat. It is not a dry heat.
Not like in Arizona.
Not like Arizona.
Now, what's weird, though, is that I'm not having any problem with this heat.
I'm not
this
either.
Year. Obviously, we are acclimated now after living here for 2 years.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I love the heat.
When I lived in Florida,
I love the heat.
Your blood thins.
I think so.
Yeah, it's true. Ask any medical professional. Your blood changes the composition of it so that you can handle the heat.
Yep.
There it is.
I'm finding myself turning the air conditioning not as cool during the day.
Where our air conditioner's been on every day for the last 3 months. You know, and then I just got a memo from the LCEP here, whatever it is.
Yeah.
We have a cooperative with our electric company here.
Yeah.
And they say our electric bill. Now remember, we run our air conditioner 24/7.
Yes.
No, not a joke. Not a joke, as Joe Biden would say. Not a joke.
Not a joke.
Believe me. And they say our bill is going to be under $200. Everything in this apartment is electric. No gas. No anything. So the stove, the air conditioner, the microwave, the washer and dryer, the dishwasher.
Everything is electric. That's pretty much
the refrigerator. Yeah. Every appliance, every air conditioning, and it's cranking. And we crank it 24/7.
Yeah, baby.
Because the climate here changes, and we adapt to it.
Yep.
Adapt to the climate.
Have you turned your air on yet, Dawn?
Yes.
On Monday when it was 90
degrees. On Monday.
Yeah.
So I'm with Miss Robin. I think it's a male-female thing.
No, it definitely is.
I would prefer not to have any AC on, but I live with my husband and two big teenage boys, and even Buddy, our dog, is male, so I lose out on that one. Men would like it to be 55 and freezing in the house, a cave.
Don, I would not go as far as you. I thank God for air
71, and it's nice in the middle of the night, and then the ceiling fan just going.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know, Don, what about you at night? Like, do you get hotter at night?
No.
I have.
What do you mean by hotter, Rob?
It depends on what's going on.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
No, I have something.
Coffee talk. For
all of you women out there who are going through the change.
The change. We're talking the change. It's 6:19
in the
morning.
Change of seasons. That's what she's talking about.
If you get hot at night,
this is woman climate change.
Yes, this is. There's something called a bed jet, and it is a personal air conditioner. Or underneath your covers, and it is freaking awesome.
What?
Oh, I'd rather be cold and then put the covers on and then feel good under the covers, smoozing until Imus in the morning.
Look.
As we used to say back in the day in New York.
So it's a bed jet?
Mm.
Yeah, it's called a bed jet.
Yes.
It's awesome. It's a personal heater and air conditioner. Yes. Never use a heater down here.
So it's just on the floor, and then it's got this like little 4-3-inch tube.
Does it vibrate?
No,
hey, Lair Bear is my bed jet.
No happy endings. And it just, if it's really hot and then the mattresses get hot,
yeah,
you know, then it cools off underneath.
It is an air.
That's what you don't use air conditioning.
It blows air on you.
Exactly.
Underneath the covers. It is a lifesaver.
Wow.
Be right.
Yeah.
The bed jet. I'm not a joke.
Fabulous.
And I hate to keep using Joe Biden's lines, but it's not a joke.
They're not a sponsor, but I wish they were because
you should get as a sponsor on the show.
Yeah, bed jet. Speaking of sponsors, Don, there is a sponsor for news.
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
I thought it was for 7 o'clock.
No, you can do it now.
All right, I'll do it now because we do have a sponsor. We are sponsored this morning in our story about the fact that 2,000 people are getting free tickets from management, especially at our Philadelphia 76ers. First responders being given these tickets. Can you imagine getting that phone call that you're getting a ticket to perhaps one of the biggest games in our history? I mean, this would be exciting. If we win this and move on and we could win the whole thing, that's my keep hope alive, would you?
Yeah.
We're sponsored.
They have to win tonight and then go back to New York and win again.
You can do it.
No. No.
Think
and
like Maxie.
With all due respect, on this is not one of the greatest, biggest games in their history.
It could be. It's big.
I mean, I'm not one to be, you know, full of hyperbole here. But
this is big. It's not as big as bed jet.
Not only are they giving them out to first responders and where I have it here. First responders and where are they here? And healthcare professionals.
Yep.
And if any are left over, the hottest available Instagram models nearby
Only
the
fans.
South Philadelphia Sports Complex tonight to sit in the front row so they'll be on national TV.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Where are, you know, we saw the, and I know you're going to talk about Joseph Anthony, so I'm sorry, Dawn.
Yes.
But where are all of the Philadelphia celebrities sitting in the front row? You know, Madison Square Garden had Ben Stiller, Jon Stewart. The Tracy Morgan, like where are the
Meek
Phillies?
Mill's going to be there tonight,
okay,
though. He's already calling out all the Knicks fans. So maybe we'll have a little throwdown in the parking lot.
Like
you know, we haven't had one of those New York Philadelphia parking lot wars lately. You know what I mean? Little throwdown to make us feel like we're at UCLA or up in New York and all the colleges up there that are absolutely totally out of control.
Well, what about Bradley Cooper? What about M. Night Shyamalan?
Ryan Phillippe.
Yeah. And what about Jesse Waters? Ugh. He's from Philadelphia.
Jesse Waters is in New York. He's not going to come down here.
So he's
for
a New York fan.
Game, game six.
We tried.
He's too busy pimping books all over the place.
Yes,
he's in Florida more than he's in New York pimping his book.
Can I just tell you guys how much Jesse Waters loves this area? We invited him down here for a pint of politics. He goes, nah.
Really?
So, yeah. So, you know what? F you. Screw you, Jesse Waters. You don't really like Philadelphia.
World, punk.
Yeah, exactly.
This is Philly is
yeah.
my and same thing with Jake Tapper.
Yep.
Jake Tapper, you stay out of Philadelphia. Jesse Waters, you stay up there and go up to New England. Stay out of our house.
Another fake Philadelphian Jake
Damn
Tapper.
Right he is.
Amen.
All right, we got to talk about our sponsor, Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon, because we could all use, you got to buy this for Miss Robin while you're hanging out with Zioli. Miss Robin can go to Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. The secret to spoiling everybody in your life. But remember, TikTok Mother's Day coming up May 12th. So now with three locations, Glen Mills, Springfield, and Center City at the Lowe's Hotel. Visit in person or online, josephanthony.com, where gift cards are available, josephanthony.com. Kale and Company, News Live. That's it.
You can give me one of those, Tony.
I'll give you one of those.
Oh, my
yeah,
God,
baby.
What is happening?
He'll give you a Tony Bruno Bedjet, baby.
All right, we should break.
I posted a link to Bedjet on the YouTube page.
Oh, nice.
I'm telling you, any women out there, you know, we what, 50 years? When do you hit that?
Oh, boy.
Some women have it early.
Everybody, listen, I'm going through my change of life, too. I mean, it happens to all of us.
There's menopause.
Men actually go through it, too.
Yes.
The men all pause. Remember that song? That was Peaches, I think, wasn't it?
Oh.
The men all pause. No, that was one of those in the old days of what's his name? The Purple Rain dude.
Prince.
Remember, he had all the backup singers, Sheila E. And then there was Pebbles, remember?
Pebbles, yeah.
All those great songs from the 80s and 90s.
Yep. All right, guys, we got a break here.
Let's go to break.
Wait, before we do, I'm gonna jingle us into break, Tony Bruno.
I love jingles.
To just refresh everybody's memory about the last time Tony Bruno hosted a morning show on 1210. Here we go.
We have tape? Go to tape.
Bruno in the morning, WCAU, talk radio 1210.
There you go.
How about that? Those jingle singers have now all been fired and are now in UCLA setting up another protest and picking up all of those perfectly manicured signs.
I love those jingles.
And pieces of plywood that are available in Home Depot parking lots. If you're going out to LA this weekend and you're looking for some plywood, go out to the UCLA campus in Westwood. A lot of nice sheets there. Yep. Some of it's not the 3/4-inch plywood that you would normally need. We got to go to break.
Yep.
We'll have more of this. Stick around, kids. We're just getting this party started.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, sans Nick Kale. Tony Bruno in for Nick Kale. Tony.
Ah, I love the sound of tear gas at 3:30 in the morning
in
Los Angeles on the campus of Westwood.
What a mess.
I'm looking for a Bruin fan. I'm waiting for Chip Kelly to show up. But the police have moved in on UCLA. That's breaking news at 3:30 in the morning in Los Angeles. Tear gas. I mean, they're going to need a lot. They're going to flash bangs, flash dancing, a lot of cowards with helmets on throwing fire extinguishers at the cops. The police are moving in. They got California Highway Patrol, state police, and it's time to clear the varmints. Lots of pallets, plywood, signs. They're clearing that thing down. I'm waiting for Will Bunch right now at the Philadelphia Inquirer. His head must be exploding. The fact that they're bringing in law enforcement to break up terrorists who have plywood throwing stuff at police. And here's who you blame the most. Not these dumb kids.
No.
They're all paid protesters. You know, they go from Antifa to Occupy Wall Street to BLM, you know, to whatever they're paid to do. But the guys like Will Bunch, the sanctimonious losers sitting around in their underwear with their big bellies hanging over their pants. That's what they write about. Oh, these cops, they're fascist, and all this other stuff. Meanwhile, these terrorists, and you know who the worst people are? The faculty at UCLA and all these schools who are kowtowing to terrorists. The school administrators are the ones who are supposed to be teaching these kids. They're the ones who are allowing these kids. Not the peaceful protesting. So stop with it's the peaceful protest.
Yeah.
When you bring pallets and sheets of plywood and you have helmets on and gas masks and you're throwing fire extinguishers at police, that's not a peaceful protest.
No.
That's not a peaceful protest.
And when you are only allowing non-Jewish children to pass through into libraries.
That's beyond that now. I mean, now you got extremists on both sides. And, you know, there are paid protesters and there are some kids in there, you know, beating the crap out of the UCLA punks, you know, and I don't know where they're from, but they're at least men. They look like real men, I think. I don't think these are people who are confused about their genders or whatever. I don't think they use pronouns. But if you've seen these sites at plywood, And even up the University of Washington, they're bringing pallets. So it's nice to see these college students, these hardworking, you know, kids just trying to get an education as mommy and daddy fork over $100,000 a year so that you can live on a pallet in a dorm room and then bring that furniture out to protest something that you know nothing about and something you have to demand divestment. This is the best part of these protests. And again, they can protest all they want. I'm all for peaceful protesting. But if you think calling for schools to divest themselves from anything involving Israel, then you need your head examined. What student has the right to tell a university that they have to divest from any holdings in Israel?
Well,
where do you think their phones come from? Where do you think technology comes from?
The first thing they need to do is every single protester needs to give up their cell phone.
Exactly right.
That was invented by a Jew.
But the umbrellas are my favorite. Now, by the way, you know, we had the whole list yesterday, guys, about what they were demanding at UCLA.
Oh, yes.
See,
yes.
We have that, right?
Yeah, Phil, if you want to put that up there, Don.
Yeah, I want to see the list. This is a great, you know, we love lists on this show.
Don wanted to say something here, right?
Yeah, we're
talking. Yes, I'm going ahead, Don.
The breaking news that's happening right now, and this is after hours of warnings they had on loudspeakers, hours they've been ordering this group in UCLA, University of California, Los Angeles. They've been ordering to clear this so-called pro-Palestinian encampment. It's an anti-Israeli encampment. And so what you're seeing, the students are being zip-tied. They're seated, but they were shooting those, you know, shooting the tear gas into the crowd because they were refusing to leave. And so that's what's going on, is this has escalated overnight into the situation. But now it looks like the police have it under control. That's the good news
and
here.
And that's what police are supposed to do.
And they
that's what UCLA is supposed to request, just like they did the other night in New York. If the coward who runs Columbia University had handled her situation a couple of days prior, they wouldn't have had to go in with police into a building that they had completely blocked. And now they're trashing unbelievable buildings on these universities.
This
you know, at UCLA, they've trashed not just dorm rooms. They've trashed legendary buildings. And they spray painted inside. So tell me how that is peaceful protesting.
It's not.
It's insane.
This is reminiscent of you know, we say this all the time. This is reminiscent of 1968 and the DNC that happened there. And what happened? It was, you know, Richard Nixon was elected in 1969 because he was like the law and order candidate. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he
said he was going to end the war if you elect me, and he did.
Because you see all of these videos on TV with just this lawlessness happening, and the tear gas is just a – I mean, it has to happen, but it's just a bad look. I mean, a bad look for the Biden administration because it looks like that stuff can't be controlled.
No. And the school administration, there were videos of the cowards who run the university sitting down with the students and listening to their, listen, I get listening to the students and hearing their side. They've lost their ability to hear. Their side doesn't matter anymore, regardless of the side you're taking. When you become lawless thugs, that has to be stopped. That has to, look, I mean, look at the palace, the spray painting of buildings. Tell me how that makes any sense anywhere. I don't care what you're protesting. So all of these people, the Rashida Tlaibs and all these pro-Hamas communists in our government are out there calling, you know, denouncing law enforcement. These are the same people, by the way, who are happy that a police officer in the Capitol shot an unarmed protester in the Capitol, but are mad that police are arresting people who are trying to trash universities, costing the cities and the taxpayers of New York, California, all these other cities, hundreds of millions of dollars to pay the police to come in and clean up the mess that these miscreants have created in their own cities.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
The optics of having the administrators and the faculty
on their knees,
sitting down, doing nothing, and yet janitors are the ones that are actually trying to help kids. I mean, it's just insane.
What you're seeing right now, the riot police are still firing those flashbangs. And then, so if anybody, you know, because I can imagine somebody's going to look at this and go, look, they're firing into the crowd. No, they're not. They're just flashbangs. There's tear gas. It might look like they're firing into the crowd with actual guns. But I think.
And having lived in L.A. for 11 years, right near in Venice, not that far from the campus, you know, we usually have that what they call the marine layer in the morning.
Correct.
So it's like fog, and then it clears. But you can see the fogs. You can see these people. You can see these scumbags, and that's what they are.
I mean, obviously, there can't be too much tear gas because none of the police are wearing masks. So there is something going on. I don't know how much smoke the flashbangs produce, but. Yeah.
But, you know, the cowards with their masks are all there.
Yeah, I know.
The same people who are proud to demonstrate refuse to show their faces. So what does that tell you?
Yeah.
When you have a mask on, it's not about COVID anymore.
Yeah.
No. Oh, there,
it's about covering, hiding your identity so you cannot be identified as a criminal.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
And a lot of the faculty that are there, will they be fired with the faculty members? That's my question.
They should all be fired. And I'll tell you what, anybody who's thinking about sending their kids and wasting $100,000
a year
a year to go to these universities knowing that these kids are not there to learn. They're there to be indoctrinated.
Yep.
And this is the absolute proof. By the way, there's one news organization that has released documents this morning that this whole thing was planned in 2023. I don't know if you see that. I want to find that story. And it's not somebody just throwing stuff against the wall. I'm not one of these people who gets, you know, it used to happen all the time when there'd be fake accounts with pretending to be real journalists, but that's pretty hard to figure out. It's pretty easy to figure out right now. But there's an account that shows the actual timeline and all the universities that they were planning to stage these protests and these pro-Hamas rallies for. And this was all orchestrated. And you see all the signs nicely lined up at all these campuses, you know, and the police are doing what they're supposed to do, bring law and order to a college campus. You know, and the cowards, they already canceled class. They're going to be graduating. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
And I've seen many protests. I grew up in the protest era in the 60s when I had long hair and a full head of beautiful hair and the long pork chop sideburns. We have to post that picture, Robin. That may be my favorite picture. I would post that picture again, but I don't want chicks coming after me. Because I remember a lot of women, you know, we're all in the same age group. But I think a lot of women will say, wow, that Tony Bruno, I remember him, man. He had that beautiful, smooth, velvety voice. Mm. Even when now he sounds exactly the same, now that he's a crotchety old man.
Stop.
He sounds exactly the same as he did 50 years ago.
Yeah. Can you imagine, by the way, you know, like you said, you have a kid going there and you just want to see them graduate and, you know, start their lives, you know, professionally at least. And all of this nonsense is going on while you're paying $100,000 a year for your kid to go here. Like, what an S show. The whole thing.
That's why I'm telling you, Penco Tech and Airco Tech.
Amen.
People are lining up. You want to talk about places to go.
Yep.
I've said it a million times. Mike Rowe has said it.
Learn a trade. Amen.
Learn a trade. Your musical theater majors and your philosophy majors and all of these other nonsensical, you're not going to get a job, not even at McDonald's anymore. Because McDonald's is, you know, because of the $20 an hour thing, McDonald's is just using robots. They're using AI when you order now. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that?
Yep.
You pull up to a Wendy's, and it's now AI taking your order. Not Allen Iverson. Hopefully he'll be at Game 6 tonight to get the crowd ready and to ring the bell and whatever they do and hit the Liberty Bell and crack it again, whatever they do at the Sixers games tonight. Should be awesome at 9 o'clock if you can stay up.
Yeah.
I have a treat for everybody.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Well, you have the Tony Bruno picture?
Behold.
Is that Tony you? Bruno. Wow.
That is a young Tony Bruno.
Look at that.
With
look at the hair. Ooh. Oh, my God.
I was pretty much was confused for Michael Nesmith.
You do look like Michael Nesmith.
Remember Michael Nesmith?
Hey, we're the monkeys.
Hey, we're the monkeys.
The only actual musician in the monkeys.
Exactly. That's right. That's great. You know, his family invented. What did Michael Nesmith's family invent?
MTV.
There's an old trivia question. You know what it was?
MTV.
I know what it is.
Oh
no, Whiteout.
Oh, White. I did know Whiteout. That. Yes.
His mother.
Whiteout. Yeah. His mother invented Whiteout, and that's when all this racial division started in this country. You know, why does it have to be Whiteout? You know, why can't it be Blackout?
It's true.
Well, because it was on white paper, Tony Bruno.
No, you can white out anything, Robin.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if it was black paper and you put Whiteout on that, it wouldn't really work.
It would still get rid of the mistake.
Yeah, it would.
So they got police, medics. But I'm telling you, I picked a bad year not to invest in tent-making companies and zip ties.
It's true.
If I had invested in zip ties
and
tent makers, I'd be a millionaire right now.
Well, to your point, and I love the people who point this out, you look at every campus across the country. How is it that they have the same type of signs, professionally done signs, the same paraphernalia, like such as the scarves that are the black and white, sort of a checked scarf. They're giving those out. And you see kids receiving them, putting them on. So in other words, they're not, this is not a religious headgear type thing. These are for protesters.
Props.
Right. These are props. Exactly. But they gave them out across the country.
There now. I got to say.
Yeah.
They must have made a nice Home Depot run.
Yeah, those aren't cheap.
Yeah, that's not the old fiber board. That's not real plywood. It looks like those rich kids out there in Bel Air and you know Santa Monica adjacent and in the Palisades.
Look at that.
They all got big cash up there. Those UCLA people, they're rich.
Like, I would take that and put that
in their kids go out and get the best plywood available. Yeah. So now plywood prices are going to go up. And then Gavin Newsom will provide free plywood for the people out there to try to make his way back into the presidential nomination and get Joe Biden the hell out. And then he's going to take over and all that other
stuff.
Well,
speaking of the all the tents being all the same, Ben Manis wrote an incredible article on Broad and Liberty about where all the money is coming from and where it's being funded.
Yes.
And
because the protesters and the prosecutors who are not prosecuting all are taking money from the same sources.
Yes.
Right?
And they are, it's the same person again.
Not person. These are groups.
Soros.
Yeah. Well, George Soros, obviously, and the Rockefeller Foundation, of course.
Once again, behind this, amongst other people who have been also doing this as well. But once again, it's tied back to George Soros. And I find it so ironic that his excuse for not being accountable for a lot of these things is like, well, I'm Jewish. Well, no, even somebody that was born a Jew is not exempt from being a horrible person just because they were born Jewish.
By the way, there are signs that are not complimentary to Joe Biden either on some of the plywood out there.
I was just going to say there was a lot of F Joe Biden chants yesterday.
Oh, it's a mullets too. We've got some SoCal mullets in the house.
Yeah.
You see
boy.
That dude?
Yeah.
It looks like, what's the guy's name? The Eastbound and Down guy?
Oh, yeah.
Looks like the dude in Eastbound and Down.
Yeah. We should take a break here, come back, and talk more about what's happening on the UCLA campus. If you're joining us right now at 6:46, it's happening live at 3:46 a.m. Pacific time in California. The police are moving in on the UCLA encampments with tear gas and flash bombs and all kinds of stuff.
And plywood for anybody.
It's,
come on by.
It's
get
a
yourself
mess.
A nice sheet.
It's a mess.
Get yourself a 4x8 nice half-inch plywood. Get it before it's gone.
We have you all covered here on this Thursday morning with Tony Bruno sitting in for Nick Kale.
Bruno.
Kale and Company, on demand, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Tony Bruno, in for Nick Kale, Dawn Stenslin, Greg Stocker, Miss Robin, we're all here.
I love a good police storming of a campus at before 7 a.m., before the sun rises.
Go home, kiddies! Yeah,
with your coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I wish? I wish there were more moms like that one video. I think Nick Kale reposted it on Twitter.
The one who went after her son, but that was from a couple of years ago.
It was from a couple of years ago. It was during the BLM riots. But I mean,
and the mom went out and saw her son.
Grabbed him by the ear.
Misbehaving. Grabs him and tells him to go home. But the police have absolutely taken control.
Yeah.
And you can see a lot of these cowards behind the plywood. They were throwing stuff at the cops, but now they realize, now they're putting their hands up like they're poor, innocent little kids. They should be expelled. They should have any of their scholarships stripped.
Yeah.
And then they have crowbars in their hands, you know, and, oh, they've got a box of Skinny Pops, too. So all the tents, all of the stuff that was donated to them.
That's good popcorn.
All of that stuff. And see, now the protesters are spraying bear spray at the cops, and now the cops are pulling out probably rubber bullets. And if you start assaulting cops, you deserve to get your behind whooped, as someone once said at a sporting event.
Yes.
And that's what's happening now. So they could keep resisting. The police have every right to go in and arrest these cowards.
Yep.
And hopefully the wimpy DAs out there and the anti-cop people will finally realize that this is why we have police.
Tony, this is California.
Yeah. Where some of the protesters, they're wearing bike helmets.
Well, I know they are. And I'll tell you what, I like the crop tops, too. Have you seen the crop top look all the protesters are wearing? I'm telling you, that's going to be in vogue. I'm going to wear that at the Jersey Shore when I come back up there and go to Cape May Beach on Diamond Beach when I'm looking for diamonds for Robin. I'm going to wear that crop top. I think that's going to be absolutely the rage this year.
But,
all right, we got to take a break.
But more so than any other state, though, California, you know, it's going to be a rotating door. I mean, they're just a revolving door. They're going to be arrested, and then they're going to come right back out again.
Hasty waves later on this afternoon down in Malibu, brah.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. Flashbangs, tear gas deployed as police try to break up the UCLA encampment. We have it all covered for you. That's breaking news right now happening on the UCLA campus at almost 4 o'clock in the morning Pacific time. Tony Bruno in for Nick Kale, Dawn Stensland, Greg Stocker, Miss Robin. We are all here. We'll be right back.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.